Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about why we use two-step opt-ins for all our training courses. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, hope you're well, it's Dan. So let's talk about two-step opt-ins, which is different than a double opt-in, okay? So a double opt-in is where someone, you know, enters an email address and then you have to go check your email and click subscribe. That's a double opt-in. What we're talking about is where you have a training course, you end up on a landing page, and before you get to the next bit, you have to put in your email address. And it's about, why do we do that? Why do we do it in that way? Because bear in mind that once we've got their name and email address, we're simply going to point them to another landing page where they can actually buy the product. But this is why we do this, okay? What we find is that although people want to buy it, they, for whatever reason, once they get to the shopping basket part, they have to actually fill in their details. Sometimes they doubt themselves, or they wonder, is this really what I want to do? Do I really want to spend some money on this? I'll just leave it. And then they close down the window and they've gone off to think about it and they might never come back. Now, because we've got a two-step opt-in form, so step number one is where they go to a landing page and it says fill in your details to get taken to the sales page. The sales page is literally an order page. It's not a sales page, it's an order page. So before they get to the order page, they have to fill in their name and email address. Now we've got their email address, okay? So then we have some automated emails set up, and the automated emails basically say something like, hey, I noticed you signed up. Did you buy the product? Is it what you wanted? Are you happy with the product? Would you like to leave us a review? Don't forget to buy this product. So we have a series of emails that then go out over the next couple of weeks before they then go on to our main automation. And our main automation's got emails for like 2 years. And then whenever we write a new email, we just add it onto the end of the automation so that we're always adding onto email, so we're always emailing people over a period of time. So what you want to be doing on your order forms, if you're accepting online orders, in my opinion, you should be having this two-step opt-in form. So that then when somebody, they're filling their email address and name, and then they go to the order form, but they, for whatever reason, fail to complete it, you can still email them. You actually know who they are. Now imagine the other scenario where we have no idea who this person was and there's no opt-in. We've tried this, by the way, and it works much better having a two-step opt-in than just a one-step where they click the button to buy, it takes them to a sales page or an order form, and then they actually don't buy it at all. You then can't email them and so on and so forth. So that's absolutely not what we want to happen. And in your business as well, you need to be able to know how to create the landing page, which is where we put all the sales information. And then once you get their name and email address from a button, it creates a pop-up form. Once they put that in, it then auto-redirects over to the actual order page. Now, by the way, can someone put in a fake name and a fake email address? Yes, absolutely. Do they still get taken to the order page? Yes, absolutely. We don't like double opt-ins. Double opt-ins, which is where you have an email and then they have to go check their email and then they have to click confirm, they really do ruin your conversion rates. That's what we find. We assume it's the same for everybody across all sorts of different sectors and industries, and we've got a lot of client evidence that that's also true as well. So we don't like doing that. We like it where we've got their name and email address, and if they're giving us a fake one, that's fine. They still go to the order form, because some of us people at that point will still want to order the product. We don't want to put them off. So that's it. Hope that's useful for you. A little bit of an insight into how we run our two-step opt-ins, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.